And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak celebrates her birthday month.
Have you heard? It is my birthday. Well, really, it's my birthday month. Or it was, anyway. Still is, if I haven't gotten cake with you on the calendar yet. After becoming a mama, I moved my traditional birthday week into a birthday month because kids. As a parent, my needs are often overlooked in lieu of raising awesome young people. I kind of have to get an appointment with my own dad to not have our conversation overruled by the epic cuteness of my two daughters. But the more birthdays I have, the more furtive I feel about them. Not the me of it, but the number of it. I told my husband years ago that after hitting a certain age and feeling literally and figuratively old, that I was going to start fibbing my age. He said, "You don't lie about anything else in your life. Why on earth would you do that?" And I said, "It just made me feel old when I saw a certain range of numbers. I wanted to feel fabulous." And so instead of my age, I opted to say fabulous when asked my age. And now that I've watched the first season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I'm changing my reply this year to marvelous. "How old are you?" And I say, "Marvelous, thank you." This year, in step with not acting my age, I've had a 5-year-old's birthday theme, unicorns. I appreciate the beauty and silliness and whimsy of unicorns like everyone else in America, apparently. I think we all want and need to avoid reality. Unicorn and mermaid themed stuff is everywhere, and my darling friends and family made sure that I got most of it. From glittery unicorn dust, a rainbow water bottle, and a coffee mug, I am as magical as can be. My own perfectly reasonable hubby got me a pink, sparkly unicorn poncho just to make me laugh. I think one of the best ways to feel young is to remain interested in small, simple things. Being silly and inviting others to join into the playful with me spreads my sense of joy. I am not afraid to look foolish. I revel in it. Putting down the burden of worrying about what others will think makes my days a lot happier. No one actually thinks that much about me anyway. It is freeing to just be who I'd like to be. There is one gift I received from several people this year that I love, but also fear. Dish towels. Dish towels? Oh, sure, they're lovely and witty and funny and creative, but they belie my true age. They admit for me that I have everything I want and need. That I have in most ways come of age. The towels started before my birthday with, "I love Jesus, but I cuss a little." That came first from my mother-in-law. She said it was so funny she couldn't wait until my birthday to give it to me. Spot on. Then the hot pink one from another friend said, "Sometimes I just want God to say, yo, I like you best." Later, I got a white towel with a pig outline on it, and it said, "Praise the lard," because I like bacon more than a little bit. Then, I don't have my ducks in a row. I have squirrels, and they are drunk on a reasonable gray-beige-grige background. The last one so far was PMS equals pass the Merlot, sister. It is true that I need new dish towels. Half of the ones I own are from when I married John 12 years ago. It's great to add some humor into my kitchen, but I am at some unwritten age, some matronly place where I do not need anything else and where the witty dish towel is to be expected. I am embracing this linen-filled moment. I am grateful to add another year to my life and amused at the generosity and creativity of the people I adore around me. I guess the only thing that can be done is to get down off this unicorn and wash some dishes. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
I'm
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.